Blog Talk Radio.
Five little letters, America. Five little letters. Five. One, two, three, four, five little letters. It's called L-O-V-E. We are talking love today. Love, love, love. I'm so excited. We have, I believe, two love gurus. We have Suave, who actually writes love songs. We're going to be joined by Ellen DeGeneres' casting director. Oh, my gosh, how exciting is that? It's called, okay, here's an exclusive, America. Here's an exclusive just for you. Ellen, as you know, she has a new show on NBC called One Big Happy. Well, Ellen's so popular on NBC, she's doing a new reality show called First Date. That's right. It's called First Date. We're going to be joined exclusive right now by Doron Ofir, that's D-O-R-O-N-O-F-I-R. He's the head of casting for NBC's First Date. He's joining us. They're casting this reality show called FirstDatesCasting.com. That's the website you want to check out. He's casting in Chicago, Seattle, Nashville, Georgia, Kentucky. He's already tweeted us. Check out our Inside New York show, our Maverick TV film Twitter. Doron Ofir has already tweeted us. We're excited about this interview. We're going live right now. But first, I want to have my guests come on. I have some guests that are coming on. I want them to talk all about love before we actually go on with Doron Ofir. So I'm going to bring all my guests on at the same time. That way we have them all on. So we're going to have two love gurus, and we're going to have Suave all on at the same time. We're all talking love, baby. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have four amazing guests talking love right here today. Today, May 7th. 2015. We're talking love, baby, right here on Live with Jonathan Aldridge on the Inside New York show, talking love with Ellen's casting director, Doron Ofir, when we come back from this short break. Welcome back to Live with Jonathan Aldridge. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to start with the love gurus first. Leslie, you're all about love. You've been wanting to talk love with me for a few weeks now. So what should we know about love? L-O-V-E.
Hey, Jonathan. It's Leslie Ann Montenegro talking love, baby, because you know what? It matters. And getting to the heart of the matter with love is usually the quickest and fastest way to find love. So if you can put aside all of your, all the things that keep holding you back in this world of love, you will find it. There's enough people out there, and my show is going to be about people dating on the radio. So it's not love live on TV, it's love reality dating, and people are going to come into the studio and they're going to hear each other's voices instead of seeing each other, and they're going to try to pick their person just by their voices and how the way they express themselves and put things to words. So my show is going to be about love and words.
I love it. Now the cool thing is, I love it. The cool thing is, we're doing the same thing with NBC's doing the same thing type of thing. I'm so excited. I'm getting tongue-tied. NBC's doing the same type of thing. There's a brand new reality show that Ellen's doing. You know, Ellen has a new show called One Big Happy that she's the executive producer on the NBC right now. But Ellen's new show, America, her new show is called First Date. And Doron Ofir is going to be joining us in a few minutes. Yeah. Doron Ofir is going to be joining us. I'll say that again. Doron Ofir. It's D-O-R-O-N-O-F-I-R. He's the head of casting for NBC's First Date. It's a new reality show that Ellen's producing. It's so exciting. They're going to cast in Seattle, Chicago, Nashville, Georgia, Kentucky. So if you're single, America, and you're looking for love, let NBC and Ellen DeGeneres set you up on their series, First Date. If you want to apply to that, America, go online right now, www.firstdatescasting.com, and apply. It's easy. Just go online. Executive producer Ellen DeGeneres is inviting single men and women ages 18 to 80. How cool is that? 18 to 80 to actually apply online at First Dates Casting. So, Cynthia, Leonardo, I butchered your name last week when we were on the show plugging this episode, so forgive me. I think I might have butchered yours too, Leslie. But Cynthia, tell us all about what you do. You're also a love guru. Cynthia, hello? Cynthia?
Hello?
Hey, Cynthia, tell us all about what you do, Cynthia. You're a love guru, so tell us all about love and about what you do with love.
What do I do with love? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly, yes.
Okay. What do I do with love? I talk all about dating, and really my show is about longevity. You know, how do we make our love last? All right, so it's about starting love, finding our true love, and sustaining our partnerships with friendship as our foundation.
Okay. I think that's great. So we're gonna bring in Suave.
Love is all you
need.
Love is all you need.
Love is all you need. I love it. We're gonna bring in Suave. Suave actually writes love songs. So Suave, what do you think about love? You know, you write love songs. We're gonna have Ellen's casting director coming on. These two ladies are talking about longevity and about love on their show. So Suave, what do you think about love? It being that you are a musician that writes love songs for the ladies.
Well, I just think that there's just not enough love in the world, really, at the end of the day. I mean, you know, not just the love for, your fellow person. I mean, just wholeheartedly, there's just not enough of it. I write songs that are based off of, love lost, love found, things like that, the struggle. I mean, something that everyone obviously can relate to. I mean, again, there's just not enough of it.
So we're going to talk about Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres' executive produced series will explore all of the simple wonder of a first date. It's coming out of it's going to be nationwide. NBC has, oh my gosh, they've already ordered 8 episodes of it, you guys. So that's pretty big, don't you think? NBC has already ordered 8 episodes of First Date. Mm-hmm. It's an observational documentary series from Ellen DeGeneres and Shed Media. It's kind of part of like a collaboration with the Department of Warner Brothers. It's going to take a peek at what happens when a couple meets for the first time and love may be in the air. So whenever prospective couples go on a first date, isn't that cool? Love is in
the
air.
Cool.
So whenever a prospective couple goes on a first date, the same question always arises. Will the date blossom into a long-term love affair? It's the moment when sparks often fly and our imaginations run wild, when two people realize they may have found their soulmate. So Leslie, tell us all about, what are the first date rules now? I mean, are there first date rules? Like, who opens the door? Who pays for the bill?
Well, yeah.
Like,
what are the first date rules? You don't want to tell too much about yourself. You want to have a little bit of mystery about, kind of who you are. You don't want to be all revealing and talk about all your ex-husbands and bad dates. You certainly don't want to eat sushi or spaghetti, because then you'll be picking your teeth all night. So I think you want to kind of just be really, just be yourself and be open, but not too much of a reveal on the first date. You're just kind of sensing each other's essence and, look him in the eye and talk. And if you feel the chemistry and you want to make out, I believe in kissing on the first date. I think you kind of know who somebody is through the way they kiss and through their words. And
what about the girls that say, I don't kiss on the first date. You're not coming home with me on the first date. Is that just garbage or is that valid?
I think a lot of girls maybe want to be a little mysterious and don't want to kiss on the first date. I'm a kind of girl that does kiss on the first date, because if they're a biter or a licker or something gross,
my type of girl.
I'm gonna next them on the first date. I might give them a second date if they're really a nice guy, but I've had guys bite me and lick me and just too much sloppiness, and then I can't be with somebody who isn't a great, deep, loving kisser. So I'm a kisser on the first date. I want to know.
Leslie, are you a kissing whore? I'm a kissing whore. I'm a kissing whore. I love to kiss. Are you a kissing whore, Leslie?
I'm a kisser. I'm a lover, not a fighter. And I'm a kisser, and I believe in those first dates.
Leslie, like me, is a kissing whore. How about you, Cynthia? What are your first date rules? Do you have any?
I can't hear you. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, Cynthia, what are your first date rules? Leslie and I are both kissing whores. Are you a kissing whore, too? Do you not kiss on the first date?
Not so much. not so much. You know what I say? I say keep it mysterious for 3 months. That's what I say. I say,
keep the mystery going so that when that kiss hits, I tell you what, it's out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind.
If you're going home, it's after that. After that first kiss.
What's that?
Is he going home with you after that first kiss? Are you going to invite him in?
Do I invite him in the first kiss? Absolutely not.
How about you, Suave? How about you? Are you a kissing whore too?
I mean, I'm a guy. I mean, if it happens, you know, it happens. But I mean, as a guy, I mean, if too much happens on the first go around, it's really not. I mean, I'm all about the chase. You know, I'm all about the effort that you have to put into something. I mean, if it's not worth the chase, I mean, if it happens too quickly, you know, it's really. I mean, I'm probably gonna go with it, of course. But I mean, it's not gonna turn into anything. I promise.
Now, you guys, Doron Ofer, it's DoronOfer. He's a rock star. He's a casting director and president of Doron Ofer Casting. It's a division of Popular Productions, Inc. He's worked on reality TV programming, including MTV's Jersey Shore, A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, HGTV's Design Star, NBC's Nashville Star, Fox's More to Love. Doron has been created as casting director, executive producer. I'm sorry, he's been credited as a casting director, executive producer, or executive head of casting. Listen to this. Yeah, listen to this. Over 100 television productions. That's a rock star. I'm going to repeat that.
Wow.
Doron Ofer, who's casting Ellen's new show called First Dates, has been casted as an executive, whether it's executive director, executive producer, executive head of casting on over 100 television productions. So he grew up in Great Neck, New York, moved to Miami in his 20s, and we're actually going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Doron Ofer, Ellen's casting director, right here. You're listening to Live with Jonathan Aldridge on Blog Talk Radio, and this is also for our show called Inside New York. So taking a short break, when we come back, we'll be joined by Doron Ofer right here live today with us talking love with Leslie, Cynthia, Evelyn, and Suave. Welcome back to Live with Jonathan Aldridge. It's almost that time you guys have been waiting for. Doron Ofer, head of casting for Ellen's new, we're talking about Ellen DeGeneres, her new show that she's executive producer for NBC called First Date. NBC's already ordered 8 episodes of this, and it's based on a UK format. This unique hour-long series offers an authentic look at a variety of real first dates happening over one night at the same restaurant. The audience will be along for the full ride. It's a relatable viewing experience that plays like a real romantic comedy. Viewers will judge for themselves how long the couple is interacting and whether they're a good fit for one another or not. Is this a palpable sense of chemistry? Will there be an ever-elusive second date? That's what Leslie and Cynthia were talking about. You know, if the first date is not good, no second date. So we'll talk more to Leslie and Cynthia in a minute. And or will it be on the love drawing board? I think it's going to be pretty exciting because they had a lot of dating reality shows, you know, back in the day. And now I think the Housewives are huge, but now Ellen is working with Doron, and they have a new reality show called First Dates. So it's produced by Pam Healy and John Hessling for Shed Media, Ellen DeGeneres and Jeff Kleeman for Very Good Productions, Tim Carter for 2020, and Antonio Dominici, also an executive producer. So I am so excited. In a few seconds, we're going to have Doron Ofer joining us. And Doron is a rock star. Make sure you check out Doron's. He has a website. Check out Doron's website. His website is actually doronofercasting.com. So make sure you check out his website. And, here we go. Doron is going to be on our show right in a few seconds. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and welcome Doron Ofer to our show.
Producer Ellen DeGeneres, and it's about three years.
personality. You know, something about reality television is, it's not unattainable. It's really about people who live their lives authentic to who they are. And television has really become a cornerstone based on reality programming. It's not just a competition reality show.
My panel, what they think about this. I mean, I'm like, I don't even know what to say. I'm so excited about this and just having an exclusive interview with Ellen's casting director. I mean, this is going to be, I think, an amazing endeavor for NBC, but also for America. Like he said, I think he said something that's very, very important is family viewing. And there aren't that many shows, I think, now out there that you can actually watch with the entire family. We'll ask Evelyn about that. That's Suave's mom, because obviously she's a mother and having, you know, a successful relationship. She's married and she has a son that's a very popular and successful musician. Maybe she can have some shed some light on love. So take a short break. When I come back, I'll have my guests, Evelyn, Fletcher, Suave, Leslie, Cynthia, talking love, talking NBC First Date. That was Doran Ofer, the head of casting for this new show that NBC has called First Date. So once again, make sure you visit Doran at Doran, D-O-R-O-N, Ofer, F-O-I-R, casting.com. And make sure you check out the NBC website as well. So take a short break. When I come back, we'll have my guest talking more about love today, this morning, May 7th, 2015, on the Live with Jonathan Alder show. Today is for the Inside New York show. Welcome back to Live with Jonathan Alder show. I just have all my guests on right now, so who wants to take off? What do you guys think about this amazing NBC? Actually, I want to say that, Doran, we have something in common. I started my career in this industry, also modeling, when I was in junior high. So, Doran, that's awesome. Thanks to you for joining. And he already tweeted us. He already tweeted us, so make sure you check out Twitter. Doran Ofer already tweeted us about today's interview. So everybody, what do you guys think about this amazing NBC project and also about love? Let's talk more about love, you guys.
I think that this is a great idea. I think that I started kissing boys in the coat room in kindergarten, and ever since I've been kissing boys, and I'm going to keep kissing boys. And I think that any show that facilitates people finding each other and meeting each other to see if they do have that special chemistry is a way to make the love just a better, the world a better place through love. So I think it's the coolest thing that TV is now bringing first dates and dating to, you know, just like the Newlywed Game and the dating. I think it's great, and I am definitely going to be watching this show to get tips on love, because love is where it's at, baby. It's all about love.
Anybody else? Same question.
Absolutely. You know, this is phenomenal to talk about love. That's what we need to be talking about. That's what we need to be watching. You know, love is contagious, and when we have love, we're happy and we're fulfilled, and it is all about love, folks, all about love.
Evelyn, I want to hear from
well
you. You're a little older than us, and you obviously have an amazing son. You're married, and so you've been, you know, in a successful relationship for a long time. So, Evelyn, what is the secret to love?
I don't know. I think diversity, you know, you got to find things that work for you. My husband and I, we're both completely opposites. You know, he's the relaxed guy, the, you know, chill guy. I was the party animal, you know, I love to have fun. And, it just works when you just find that middle ground. I mean, I asked my husband out on my first date with him. I took him out, I wined him, I dined him, and we'll leave it there. And, I mean, it's been great. We're going on 31 years now in July. And,
congratulations, that's awesome.
You know, It's still warm in here even when the fireplace isn't on. So, yeah, it's a great thing.
I like it. America, make sure you follow, go to firstdatecasting.com, go to DornOferCasting.com, and they're going to cast in Chicago, Seattle, Nashville, Georgia, and Kentucky. And like Doran just said, if you make the cut, they're going to actually fly you into Chicago for the weekend, and you're going to have a first date, and national TV weekend, I'll watch you. So let's talk more about dating. So Leslie, what about online dating? I heard people do something called catfishing, where actually, I heard online dating people do something called catfishing, where they have an old, like maybe, picture that was 10 years ago up for dating. But like, isn't that like bait and switch if you have like an old photo up for a dating website and you don't even look like that? Like, what about that, Leslie?
If you have an old photo, you know what? The truth tells all. If you put up an old photo on your pages and then you go and meet the person, you're starting off inauthentic in the relationship. It's just like if somebody lies. If you say you're 55 and you're really 65, I dated a guy who said he had 6 kids, and when I investigated him, he had 8 kids, and I said, how did you know which 2 kids to leave out? I believe that you have to be truthful, and if you we have our wrinkles in our face because of things we've experienced and life experiences, and I don't want to say that I'm 10 years younger than I am. I want somebody to look at me and love me for who I am, and I think that's the way to start off in a relationship. I don't believe in putting up old pictures. And you guys out there, if you're posting pictures with no shirt on in front of your Harley, that doesn't work either. Just post us a nice picture
smile. What about all these? I mean, not females that do selfies. So I talked to some NFL football players a couple of weeks ago before the draft, and they agreed that they're over girls taking all these selfies, and girls get dressed up and they're in the mirror taking selfies. So Cynthia, what do you think about catfishing and people putting up old pictures and all these selfies? What do you think, Cynthia?
I think the selfie is fine. The selfie is good. That's what people want to see. But as long as it's a current selfie.
But can't you get a friend to take a picture? I mean, I really don't want to see a girl, in the mirror. I mean, if you don't have friends that can take your own pictures, to me that's a turnoff. Like, find a friend to take the picture. A selfie's like for your social media, not for. If I want to date you, I don't want to see you in a selfie. What do you think? What do you think, Suave?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the whole situation because, I mean, I like to take pictures just like anybody else. I do know people who, it is just too much. It's, there's too many pictures. I mean, to definitely keep it current, I mean, I don't know. it's definitely a fine line between the selfie mania that's going on.
So, Leslie, where can people find you? You have an amazing tell us more about you. Where can people find you? Tell us about your Facebook, your Twitter, your website, your Instagram. Plug what you have going on right now, Leslie.
People can find me at Leslie Ann Montenegro on Facebook. People can find me at What Men Don't Know About Women on Facebook. And this Tuesday, people are going to be able to find me at Double Wide Star Network on Internet Radio Demand. So look for Love Talk with Leslie on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, and we'll be talking love, baby.
How about you, Cynthia? Where can people find you on your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook? Where can they find you, Cynthia?
They can find me at Chase Bear This and That Relationship Radio. Twitter, Bear This and That. Google+, Bear This and That Relationship Radio. And Blog Talk Radio, Bear This and That.
And Suave, where can they find you?
They can find me on Facebook, Angelo Fletcher. You can find my music. You can become a fan on my music page on Facebook, Suave. Suave-A, I'm sorry. And you can find my music on Reverb Nation, Angelo Fletcher, and also on Suave on SoundCloud as well. And I also have a Twitter, Suave Forever. That's actually brand new, so look me up.
Thanks.
Awesome. And you guys can also hear Suave's music. Today on this show, we're going to close with the song Suave wrote and has out called Like I Do. So, Doran Ofer, thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, Doran Ofer, DORONOFIR, is head of casting for NBC's brand new reality show, actually produced by Ellen DeGeneres, called First Dates Casting. It's going to be an amazing endeavor. Make sure you go to DornOferCasting.com and also FirstDatesCasting.com. And they're going to be casting in Chicago, Seattle, Nashville, Georgia, Kentucky, as well as if you go online right now, go online right now. Did I say go online right now? Go online right now to FirstDatesCasting.com. Apply. If you're 18 to 80, apply. If you're single, apply. If you're male or female, apply. Did I say apply? So, yeah, apply to the First Days Casting. Thanks again, Dorn, for joining us today. Ellen does everything, like Dorn said, that people love her. We feel like Ellen's a member of our family because she's so personable, so down to us, just so cool. Ellen, if you're listening, I want to be on your show, Ellen. Please, Ellen, have me on your show. Have Swami on your show. Maybe we can even have Leslie and Cynthia, all of us, on the Ellen show. Encore, are you guys for that as well? If Ellen invites us to be on her show, are you guys down?
Absolutely.
So Dorn,
I'm sure she'd love my new song. I'm sure she'd love my new song.
I think she would. So Dorn, please help us all get on the Ellen show so we can plug First Date. We'd love to have Swami perform. Maybe Ellen and Swami and myself could dance, and Leslie and Cynthia can tell us more about love. So gotta run. Follow us on Facebook. I'm Jonathan Alden. Cynthia, I tried to follow you, but I couldn't because I think you have to be a friend of a friend. So, Cynthia, please find me on Facebook so we can plug this and promote this episode with you on it. Thank you guys for joining us, Cynthia, Leslie, Evelyn, and Suave. Thank you guys so much. Dorn, thank you so much. NBC, thank you so much for allowing us to interview a lot of your people. We love our relationship with NBC and also Major League Baseball. And we've had just a great show, which is new for our radio and over the last 2 weeks. And we're just picking up moving. We have David Tice coming on in a few hours. David Tice actually produced the film Soul Surfer, and he also managed over $1 trillion on Wall Street. More with David Tice later on today. Make sure you follow us on blogtalkradio.com/Jonathan Alders. And follow us on Inside New York Show, Inside LA Show, Inside Kansas City Show, Inside Orlando Show. And we have all those Twitters, Twitter at Maverick TV Film. Maverick Inside New York, all those things. So thank you, America, for joining us. Thank you, Dorn Ofer. Thank you, Leslie, Cynthia, Evelyn, Suave. And to close out the show, we have Suave singing his hit song, Like I Do. Make sure, like you say, we gave you where you can find him. But right now, this is Like I Do from Suave. Take us home, Suave!
Woohoo!
This is Suave, Like I Do. I'm